Hello, take three. I'd forgotten just how difficult it is to talk to yourself. Anyway, it's been a while, but I thought I would pick this up again because having planned some fairly ambitious reading for the next 6 months, I thought it'd be a really great way to capture kind of impressions on finishing a book, and in some ways it's a bit of a purge so that I can just move on, just get on to the next book, because sometimes I end up kind of staying in the world a bit. And anyway, having some record of what I thought when I turned the last page is useful to go back to if I want to do any reviewing. So, but the book in question today is Something to Answer For by PH Newby. And the imprint is Faber Fine. So this one, the inaugural Booker Prize, in fact, as it was at the time, in 1969, and subsequently became out of print, but Faber published it in one of their picking up old kind of classics imprint, Faber Finds. And it's a mystery to me why it ever went out of print. I mean, I know there are lots of factors other than the quality of the writing and the story, etc. But anyway, the book. This for me is oh, it was great. It has the kind of epitome of unreliable narrator. So for the whole book, you're kind of trying to work out who this guy is and whether he's any of what he's said he is or whether he's anything of what people accuse him of being. So at first he's the only friend in the world that this aged widow has out in Port Said, and then he's accused of being a spy or Major Ferris, a major in the army. So various people in the book recognize him or address him as something, and it's really hard, but kind of delicious that you're unable to unpick just who he is and what he is. But that whole sense of unknowing or questioning what's going on, it is really important for the book. The story, such as you can make out, revolves around this character heading out to Port Said because this widow thinks that her husband has been murdered and she needs some help to get to the bottom of it. But it's not a mystery that really is bottomed out at any point. So it's not so much a procedural or a detective novel, or it's much more experiential than that. But crucially, the character has every faith in the British government, and in the airport on the way out to Port Said, a gentleman questions him, as he questions every Brit, about why the government didn't warn anybody over the radio about concentration camps. And the character is kind of affronted by this accusation that the British knew about the concentration camps but didn't tell anybody. And in that really is his utter blind faith in the government. Not knowing my history actually meant that this was probably a different experience than most people would have, because all the way through the book, the narrator, the only thing that he is sure of is that the British wouldn't even consider invading after the Suez Canal is nationalised by NASA. And of course, that's exactly what does happen. Now, of course, it's a fictional novel, so it need not have had any bearing on the history, the actual facts of the matter. But still, his the vehemence with which he believes the government wouldn't undertake this invasion, sort of on its own anyway, suggests that they will. And it's quite interesting what happens to him when he finally accepts that this is the case. There are some really interesting characters and really interesting scenarios in the book, and it's just kind of really good fun, even though it's hard to understand exactly what's going on or exactly who we're talking about, the exact circumstances of this suspicious death. All that kind of adds up to this sort of delicious mystery, and not in any frustrating way, not really working out exactly what happens. It's kind of part of the fun and the pleasure, and I really, really enjoyed it. So I'm glad, because the one that followed it up, The Elected Member, it's a bit more heavy going, even though it's written in it's written with a lot of levity, I think. But anyway, there we go, 1969, first booker, brilliant.